you doing for Christmas? Have you made any plans? Perhaps you're wondering how many Queenslanders will have to be vaccinated before borders reopen. And will that happen in time for Christmas? Lots of speculation on whether the Premier's hinting at dates, whether the Health Minister is suggesting the number of weeks. But it's fair enough to seek clarity. The AMAQ is joining the calls for clarity this morning. Dr. Chris Perry is the president of the AMAQ. Dr. Perry, good morning.
Morning, Rebecca.
What are you calling on the Premier to do?
Well, to give us a date. They have to open. We're all going to get COVID. We have to keep our tourist industry going. There's a bit of lockdown fatigue. There's a bit of vaccination fatigue. People, especially in the regions, are thinking, she'll be right, mate, it's not going to come here, all of this. So we're asking the Premier to give us a definite date, 1st of December, 14th of December, Christmas Eve, something, so the bookings can be made and people can get off their backside and go and get their very, very safe vaccine, so that when they do get COVID, they're not terribly sick, blocking up our health system and killing themselves or giving themselves long-term COVID.
Wow. I mean, there's some pretty forceful statements in what you have just said. Let's unpack that. First of all, to the date. I mean, if you had to nominate an appropriate date, what would it be?
If people got vaccinated today, I think the figure is 17th of November. They can get their second shot and have it working, because it takes about a week or two to work after you get your second shot to be fully clear. You've got to give people 2 or 3 weeks to get off their backsides, maybe take a little bit of time off work, go to a hub. Most people go to their GPs who still have plenty of vaccine. If everybody crowds to the one GP, they might not be, but do go. Get your vaccine, because you're going to get the disease when the border opens up. And you want to get it mildly or not at all, not know you've actually got it. If I get it, I hope it's going to be a mild cold. I don't want to die from it. I don't want to have chronic fatigue syndrome, not be able to smell and taste food for the rest of my life. That's what it looks like. And of course, 7% of males can't have sex. They have erectile dysfunction. And that's not age related. That's young men.
All right, so a date in early December, somewhere between the 1st and the 24th of December, the 1st of December and Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Dr. Perry, it sounds like you are fed up. It sounds like you are just jack of the situation. Is that where you're at?
Well, I'm just sick of the conspiracy theorists. People say that it's not safe. There's been over 3 billion people have got the vaccine. With the age of social media, any potential slight headache or more serious problem with the vaccines is magnified. We know they're incredibly, incredibly safe, safer than a course of Amoxil, way safer than getting pregnant. It doesn't cause infertility. There's no conspiracy in the world. There's no secret inside information. There's no plot against Aboriginal people. There does seem to be a lack of leadership within the Aboriginal health community and the Aboriginal community generally. They're languishing at about 20% first vaccine. The rest of Queensland is about 53 double vaccination rate, and about 73.4 have had their first shot. Look, in New South Wales, it's over 90%. We believe that 95% of people will get the vaccine eventually. But they're just being slack.
Is it in Indigenous communities, is it a lack of leadership, or has it been a lack of, at first, availability of vaccine and clarity of message?
Oh, it's those things. There is Aboriginal people feel, and rightly so, that white Australia has dudded them economically. Stolen their land, the massacres and the so-called frontier wars did exist up until 100 years ago. So there's a lot of communal hurt and distrust. But gee, there's a lot of Aboriginal rugby league players. I saw Petro Sinivasiva getting up yesterday and proudly proudly showing his jab. Where are the others? They listen to him. They're the heroes. They're the leaders. The leaders within the health communities are often not helping. But I saw that Mornington Island, I think it was, has 98% vaccination rate, but probably the best in the country because of great leadership within that community. Why aren't the other communities doing the same?
Dr. Chris Perry, President of the Australian Medical Association in Queensland, not pulling any punches and seeking clarity from the Premier this morning, saying it is time for a date for reopening Queensland. Do you want it too? Let me know, 1300 222 612 or send me a text, 0467 922 612. Dr. Chris Perry, the other thing that you said in your opening statement is everyone's going to get it.
Yes, we're going to get it. You're going to get it, I'm going to get it. I don't want to know when I've had it. If I've got to get a symptom, I want a mild sniffle. I certainly don't want long COVID, and I don't want to die. If you look at the figures in intensive care in Sydney a week ago, when more than 60% of the population was double vaccinated, there were 276 people on ventilators or intensive care who hadn't been vaccinated and 7 who had. Now, you know, Matt Damon was quoted in the paper the other day. He was double vaccinated and got COVID, obviously, back in America. He said he was really sick. We are going to get this, and we're going to get really sick, like it's going to be a bad cold and a bad flu, and that can still take off the elderly, people with multiple comorbidities, 50-year-old people with cerebral palsy, obesity, and being, you know, poorly mobile and that type of thing. So there's still going to be deaths from within the double vaccinated, but they're going to be extraordinarily rare. The figures of 7 compared to 276 are overwhelming. This vaccine works.
So, Dr. Perry, if you reframe the COVID conversation as you're going to get it, do you think that will be a motivator?
Well, we aren't actually reframing it. I've been saying this for the last 10 months. We're all going to get COVID. The lockdowns have been incredibly successful in keeping our death rate in Queensland to virtually zero. But we can't be a lockdown hermit kingdom forever. The disease is not going away. It's become more likely infectious. It hits one person in the household, they're all going to get it. So we're all going to get it. Get used to it. And get the vaccine so you don't get permanently sick and underperforming or dead.
Dr. Perry, if Queensland, and I can tell you I'm already getting messages through like this from John, who says, why should I get vaccinated when all it's going to do is encourage our Premier to open the borders earlier? I'm more than happy to keep the borders closed if that means we can keep COVID out.
Yep. All I can say to John is Darwin was a very wise man. The survival of the fittest and the smartest is going to occur. And John, you have a very good chance of being permanently disfigured inside and be very sick. Erectile dysfunction, poor sense of smell and taste, unable to exercise, a short and miserable life if you don't get vaccinated. Now, chances are, I don't know what John's age is, chances are he's just going to survive it, and only, you know, 93% of people don't get long COVID.
Is there a risk also if Queensland stays sort of sealed off, if you like, that we are more likely to be exposed to variants that will make Queenslanders sicker?
Well, we're not going to be sealed off, are we? Dominic Perrottet is going to be opening New South Wales, and people are going to be coming to the border. The border is completely porous. The disease is very, very infectious. It's coming. Okay. The hospitals are getting ready for it. It's coming. Somewhere about a month's time, we expect to really, really hit us. Within 2 or 3 months after that, going by southern figures, our hospitals will be overcome. We'll be not doing routine surgery within the public hospitals. We'll be expanding our intensive care capability, especially if we aren't getting enough vaccinations getting out there. We're going to be struggling for a while. Our GPs will have to be looking after people in the home, hopefully by telehealth, and they'll need to work out how that can be done.
Dr. Perry, just finally, there's news today that a Gold Coast woman has been fined for providing false COVID vaccine exemptions. Just to clarify, what is the criteria for being exempt from the jab?
I don't know. There's been some silly reasons. Almost nobody should be exempt from getting the jab. I've seen a couple of strange certificates from apparently doctors, so I don't know. There's very, very few people, like few hundred in Australia who really shouldn't get the vaccine. There are a few people who are on drugs which stop them producing the antibodies, but hopefully the different sorts of vaccines which are now coming in, like Moderna, will fix up those people who, through no fault of their own. Look, there's religious exemption. I'm not sure where it says in the Bible you can't have a vaccination. The excuses putting out are just silly. Bring on a proof of vaccination, which is tamper-proof, and hopefully the Accenture program, which the federal government spent $90 million on, have a foolproof of vaccination status, will be rolled out soon, as anticipated, and people without the vaccines, I don't want them to really be coming into my office and infecting, my patients who may be a little bit more vulnerable to it. If they've got to be seen, they'll have to be seen probably after hours and pay extra money for it, and there'll be no sympathy in the medical community for people who aren't vaccinated.
Dr. Chris Perry, really appreciate your candour this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Rebecca. Bye.